The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page that's not so new anymore, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page for the women out there that want to connect are On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, whatever that might be. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known for your professional growth, for your personal growth, for your business growth. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. That's faith@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. I'd like to thank our listeners each week for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. We're going to do something a little different on this show. You know, we have launched the Faith and Business on the Edge show. We are getting some great responses. So for those of you out there that are responding to the Faith and Business on the show on the various different radio networks that we're on, we love it. Keep the comments coming, keep the questions coming. Make sure, I would like to say, make sure that when, you know, we have different guests on the show, and I may have multiple guests. And so when we're giving out phone numbers, make sure that you're keeping those phone numbers and contacts connected to the right guest, and so they can help you accordingly. And if you do get them mixed up, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and says, hey, you had someone on your show and I need them to help me with whatever that product or service was. So we're seeing that some of our guests are getting phone calls, but there seems to be a little bit of a mismatch in terms of who you're actually trying to connect with. So we want to make sure that you're connecting with the right companies, the right organizations, so you can get the support that you need. That's why we're here. So what are we going to do differently? We did something on the Money 2.0 show, Business on the Edge. That is our flagship show. That's on our sister station, AM 1220 KDOW, with KFAX Radio. So I got interviewed. And so we brought someone in who's also a co-host and has done some radio, one of our club members, Ruth Vanderstein. She's been here on the Faith and Business on the Edge show, and so she had an opportunity to interview me to really give the audience a feel of what we're doing, what Business on the Edge is doing, what the club is doing, why we're doing these radio shows, and so on. And so we decided that we're going to do the same thing on Faith and Business on the Edge. I thought that would be really cool. So I have in the studio with me also a show host who have co-hosted other shows here on AM 1100 KFAX, and that is Elizabeth Stewart, who is the president and founder of Kingdom Family Resources, and has some great resources actually with Kingdom Family Resources, and we'll have her tell you a little bit about that before she interviews me. So Liz, thank you for coming on the show to kind of put me under the fire, under the gun with interviewing.
Thanks, Margaret, for having me. It's a privilege always to work with you.
And so before we get into this whole interviewing business coach Margaret Jackson, this who am I really and what am I doing, why don't you share with the audience about Elizabeth Stewart and what you do at Kingdom Family Resources and how our audience can connect with you?
All right. Thanks, Margaret. So Kingdom Family Resources is a nonprofit, community-based, and the heart of the business, the passion of the business is to help bring restoration and reconciliation to families. I'm a marriage and family therapist as well as a minister. And so the goal and the heartbeat, again, is to bring reconciliation and restoration to families through the vehicle of therapy, through the vehicle of groups, any type of social connections. The idea is that where families have breaches and brokenness and of course, wedges in their relationships, God's heart is to restore. And I think God has various modalities and vehicles to use. And, of course, he uses the church, but he also used trained professionals within the church, kingdom people, to do that. And that's my heart and passion. And that restoration and reconciliation includes finding family members that you've lost contact with, whether it's through divorce or separation, incarceration, adoption, foster care, any type of breach that's happened in families. The goal is, again, bringing restoration and reconciliation to families.
Absolutely fantastic. And if you want this type of service and need this type of service, and let me just say this, if you have maybe found that lost loved one, I can tell you that spending some time with Elizabeth and preparing for that initial contact is priceless. It's absolutely priceless because you don't know what you're really. She has a way of asking you questions, and I say this because she has, and is still kind of walking me through this process. I am one of those that my parents divorced when I was very young, and I am a whopping. I just turned 50 last week, so I'm excited
Happy
about that.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. You know, I think you can be, 50, fantastic, fine, all of that. You know, I believe
Say
that,
it.
You know, yeah, fit, Say all
it.
Of that. So it's been this, now that we have found my father, we found him. We have not reached out just yet. But Liz, and I call her Liz because I actually know her, so just, but in no disrespect, unair disrespect to you.
No problem.
But here's the thing is she has a way of asking questions that you kind of scratch your head and says, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, I thought I would be okay with it emotionally and getting mentally prepared. And so just worth the time. So if you do, make sure, connect and mm-hmm. You will not be disappointed. So having said that, let's get to what this show is going to be about. And each segment has been changed up a little bit just so you can get the questions in and you can get to know who I am, why I'm doing what I do and how God has called me to be a platform for you and be the person that you may need to kind of bridge the gap between your business and profession and those sorts of things.
All right. Well, Margaret, let's start off by talking about living from the inside out, right? We know that you are a marketplace minister.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You love God, you've ministered in the church, but you minister to mainstream San Jose. We're just going to keep it right here, San Jose, Santa Clara County, right?
Okay.
As well as different parts of the world and our country. Sure. But we know you here in San Jose as Margaret Jackson, business coach phenomenon. Talk a little bit about what drives you from the inside out. What's your passion? And we're just going to do it briefly before we go to the break. We'll talk about this briefly, go to break and come back.
I appreciate the question. What drives me from the inside out? Simply put, my relationship with the Lord.
Okay.
I love God so much. And when you have a relationship with God, amazingly enough, he has a way of getting you to do things that you might not otherwise do.
Mm-hmm.
Without that relationship. And that means to include getting past your fears and apprehensions and everything that would be roadblocks for you to not move towards what he really has for you on this planet. And so as a result of that, it drives me every single day. And with, businesses have ebbs and flows. And just like any business on the edge has its ebbs and flows. And if I did not have that root system in Christ, in God, I wouldn't be doing this. I was not looking to be on air. I was not looking to be a public figure. I'm very good at being behind the scenes. I've done it for many, many years. I'm very good at making other people look good. And somehow he flipped the script on me somewhere along the way. And the best that I could do is just say, yes, Lord.
Oh, good. Good. All right. We're going to go to break real quick, and we'll return with a few more questions for Margaret Jackson.
And you're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. If you are just tuning in, we are doing something a little bit different, and I hope you're going to really enjoy this show. But we have Elizabeth Stewart, Kingdom Family Resources, in the studio with me, and radio show host who is interviewing me here on my show. So I am letting her take the reins and kind of pick apart why I'm doing what I'm doing. Hopefully, it'll be a blessing to you, and you can fall in love with what God is doing through Business on the Edge and some of the things that we're doing.
All right, Margaret, let's pick up where before the break, we were talking about living from the inside out and your relationship with Christ that fuels you, that drives your passion. I was thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking about your relationship with Christ, but then your relationship with people and your passion to want to help people. There's a book called The Care of Souls, right? And it really talks about Christ's love and ministry for people, various aspects of it. So it comes from a counselor's perspective, but also from a layperson's, lay ministers.
Sure.
My point is this, is that your passion for people is amazing. Mm-hmm. The sacrifices that you put out for people and how you are always willing to give a hand up, doing things just to do to help people get to their next step. And we all appreciate that. I want you to talk a little bit about that passion you have for people. It's evident on your website. It's evident on your Women in Business Club, your mentorship, your speaking engagements. You just communicate a passion for people. Talk about that for sure. Let the people hear your heart about your passion for them.
You know, and I have to revert back and thank you for this question. Your questioning is absolutely fantastic. I have to go back to what I said in the first segment, and that is my love and passion for the Lord. I could not do and love people in going through this journey without the love of God. It is not a natural, you know, love that I just have, and I just happen to be this superhuman. I'm not. I'm weak. People, you know, frustrate me just like they frustrate you, whether it's family members or customers. I deal with those same real issues. But at the end of the day, I really am focused on loving the way that God loves. I'm so inadequate at it. I do the best that I can, and I allow him to lead me. And when someone is sitting in front of me, here's the crazy thing. It's so crazy. When I meet with clients, or you know, I have, you know, I'm going to speak to youth or whatever, whoever it may be. I don't care what you're talking to me about. There is something that the Lord has given me, which is so precious, and I don't take it lightly, but I can just get on board with what God is doing. And I can see it, and all of a sudden, you know, I become, you know, I tell people, I said, you know, I'm a really good cheerleader. You know, God is so focused on you fulfilling your legacy on this planet that it outweighs lack of finances. It outweighs the color of your skin. It outweighs your gender. It outweighs those that are going to hate you because you are successful, or hate you because you're a female, or because you're some ethnicity, or you're some, you know, you're Muslim, you're gay, you're whatever. You know, God has a plan for every individual on the planet. And if we could just focus on what he wants for each person, that very best, it really makes it harder to hate and you know, not want to be in a situation where you're like, okay, I've worked with people that, you know, sometimes they just rub me the wrong way. And I had an assistant who, you know, I might get frustrated at work and you know, and I would call maybe this particular person to try to figure out what's going on, or they would call me. Mm-hmm. And when they would call or we would talk, you wouldn't know that there's anything wrong. Why? Because I understand that my flesh is, you know, it's created out of dirt. So it's dirt. But I can't respond from dirt. I have to respond from the love of Christ. And so with that in mind, I have to say, okay, God, you want something out of them. And I can choose right now to just be, act like dirt, or I can choose and say, let me look at this from God's perspective, and what are we really trying to achieve? And let's achieve that, because everyone likes to win. Everyone likes to go to that next level. And if I can do that, you know, and the Lord leads me in that, then I think it's a good day. I cannot, you know, and I know sometimes you know, people say that, you know, I can't help it. I really can't help not wanting to help people. And you know what? I don't want to. I want to help whoever God sends through my path. Not everyone's my assignment, but you could believe that those that are my assignment, I'm going to be obedient to that. So if that's speaking, you know, at a college graduation, you know, I've gotten to do so many different keynotes and being able to speak to people. And what I'm thinking is, how can I help them leave here and everyone in the building to walk away to live the legacy that is on their life? And they're okay with that, because legacy, when you understand that, and I have so much passion for it. It's like, really, forget that I'm Black. Forget that I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. If you can just, you know, forget all of the restrictions that society puts on you that says you can't. Okay, and wrap yourself with everything that God says you can, and it outweighs all of the can'ts. It just does. Does it mean that you're not going to have fears? Does it mean that you're not going to have hurdles? It means that there's a price to pay to live the right type of legacy for your life, so you can have what God says to have on this earth. Take dominion. He said, take dominion. Mm-hmm. You know, heaven's coming. That's great. I'm going to go to heaven. But it's okay to have a little heaven on earth. Why? Because God wants heaven on earth. He wants the example of heaven on earth, and it is our responsibility to bring it. Now, does everyone know God that I work with? No. You know, I had a Christian tell me one time that years ago in my first business, and I was working with a Muslim. They, you know, the company was a tech company, high tech company here in the Valley. And, They needed some video production, media, multimedia, not video, but some multimedia work. They were doing their first international show, CES International. And if you're in the tech world, you know that's a huge show in Las Vegas. They have it in January of each year. And what this Christian told me is that, you know, I shouldn't work with Muslims. I'm like, why? Safeway does. You know, we're carding people when, as Christians, and Jesus didn't card anyone. Good. And I don't want to card anyone. And this Muslim and I was so, I enjoy it and enjoy that relationship, that we, because they get to know you, they'll have conversations with you about religion. They'll bring it up. You don't have to even, you know, and I don't, you know, go to my job and I'm wearing a Jesus banner on my forehead. I give people the same freedom that God gives me. And that's the freedom to be themselves where they're at right now. And that's okay, because that's what free will is about. We want to take free will away. And I'm saying, no, God gave us free will. So if they don't choose God, that's their free will. If they choose him and our Christ, that's their free will. And this is where they're at. And so when I give them that opportunity, we get so much done together, and as a result of that, in fact, that particular situation, they ended up, because and this is what they told me, Margaret, we need to win. We need to look great at this CES show. This is our first coming out party. We need to look great, and we need to raise money. They raised $15 million.
Wow.
As a result of us putting together their whole look and their whole package. So,
wow, that's a result of the relationship.
Awesome. Absolutely.
A result of the relationship that you built with them. What came to mind when you were talking, it's amazing because they will know, one, we are Christians by our love, not by what we say or wearing a bumper sticker.
Sure, sure.
And you created an atmosphere potential for growth for them, and not just for their salvation primarily, but for their life. You planted some seeds just by loving on them.
Right.
Well, I want to pick up on this a little bit more when we come back from the break.
We're going to go to a break here, and it is AM 1100 KFAX. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge here with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, what we're doing is I'm being interviewed by one of my favorite people, who's a radio show host and therapist and minister. Is Elizabeth Stewart of Kingdom Family Resources, KFR, does some magnificent work. So if you have lost loved ones, connect with her. You will not be disappointed with connecting with her. So you want to pick up where we left off and keep with the interviewing, let them get to know who I am.
So this has been great, Margaret. Before the break, we talked about your passion for people, your passion for Christ, your passion for people, and how you play that out in your communication.
Sure.
I really appreciated how you highlighted the importance of being able to love and work with anyone, right? And you mm-hmm. highlighted your example
right,
of working
right.
with someone who is Muslim, and somebody questioned that, and you said, why not? Safeway does.
Right.
So God is not limited in his thinking and how he perceives and understands and hears the heart of people.
Right.
Tell a tree, Bible says you know a tree by its fruit, right? And so the things that God is doing in your life is producing magnificent, awesome fruit because of your love for people. And so you've got the Woman in Business Club, you've got your mentorship, your speakers, you did the This Girl is on Fire conference, and you
right.
sponsored, you were able to get some sponsors to pay for a great number of youth to attend that conference, which was, it was awesome.
Right, right. That was about 60 different, because we did an Indiegogo campaign, so that was about 60 different sponsors or so from businesses to individuals.
That was amazing.
That was fantastic how people came out and really sponsored that event. That was fantastic.
And we invested in our youth, our future
Absolutely.
For tomorrow. And I really appreciate that about you, that you're looking about the next. Who's got next
sure.
after us,
sure.
right? Let's talk about your goodies, your gifts
My
that
goodies.
You have, your new project you're putting out there. Tell us about it.
Right. This is usually the goodie round. My producer calls it the lightning round. So, usually we have several different businesses and organizations and churches or ministries that are sharing their resources. And resources come in so many different forms. And you want to make sure that you're connecting with the resources that add value to your world, add value to your personal life. It's important. If your personal life is and you would know this as a therapist, is out of whack, it impacts your business and impacts,
That's right.
you know, when you go to work as an employee or if you're a business owner. And so we want to be healthy. You know, God wants us to be healthy, spirit, soul, body. And so if there's, you know, any frustrations there, then it impacts these different places, areas in our lives. And so so in this goodie round or our lightning round, I'm going to share with you some of the things that God is doing and that, you know, I'm staying in the press. It's a press. We launched our On the Edge Women in Business Club last year, so it's still grassroots, but we continue to evolve it and advance it. We have some ideas in terms of eventually being on our own server and platform, because we want to see more interaction with maybe a social type of component to it, like a Facebook. Or directly connecting with Facebook, so the club members can interact that way. We have a directory, so you can connect with one another. We just put together a board. I knew that was going to come, but we have a board because when you're building something and God's giving you something, you know what? He's never going to have you do it by yourself.
It's good. Accountability.
You're not going to be the God of what you're building. You can be the visionary, but you're not going to be the God, for lack of a better term, because what happens is you're exactly right. You don't have the accountability, or, you know, the Bible says two is better than one. You're not going to think of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to think of everything. And so I knew at some point we would need a board, and we do now, because one of the things that really, you know, put us in the position that we're saying, oh, it's time to put together a board, is one of our club members actually sent out a bunch of emails, which that's what we want, connecting with the groups. But for me, it never dawned on me that it would be a mass email, and it was going to be several emails over a period of time, and which was good. They're a great club member. They're very involved in with the club and the things that they're doing. And so there's opportunities that occur as a result of that. But what it taught me was that, okay, let's put a board together and let's talk about how you utilize the directory, so that way you're doing some healthy networking and people aren't feeling like they're being spammed, for example. And so you know, customers teach you things. And so as we continue to you know, put together a club that allows you to build your future, and it absolutely works. You know, you get results, and the results aren't always, let me just help you understand that results and return on investment is not always just that, you know, I made $5 more in, you know, on my
right.
bottom line.
Right.
It is, there are intangibles. There's, you have to look at business growth as, if I spend this, I may not see the results of that until next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to be realistic in how you're understanding business growth, and what's the indirect cost, what's the direct cost, what are the results of that, what are the ROIs. And so what this club does is says, if you utilize, you know, these different resources in like the rewards program, you can the rewards program, you can win opportunities to come on air and not pay for it.
Get some goodies.
You know, airtime is not free. Do you know air is not free? It's free everywhere else, but it's not
on the radio.
Not when you transmit it over the radio. It's
come
not
on.
Free. And so you can win opportunities to be in the studio with me and talk about what you do. You know, and there's some parameters on that we don't just put anyone on air, but you can win opportunities for booths at our events, like the This Girl Is On Fire event.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to cover different bases. Health is really important. We've got some great club members that have their you know, and it's free advertising on the website because they join the club, and so they get all of these other opportunities. But you can get connected to their products and services, and I love health and wellness. I think it's important for us to get well. God wants us to get well. And we have the Small Business Concierge. That is a great tool to just connect with resources that you're not searching the web to find, and you're like, man, I wish I had that resource like 3 years ago. Well, it's not, everything's not there, but this is really a prototype of what we're planning to do, and so we thought we would launch it inside on the Edge Women in Business Club, and you can connect with resources that you need. And this, you know, I'd like to say more about that on the Edge or that Small Business Concierge, but I'm not, because we are still designing the prototype, you know, with regards to that for that particular resource. So that's just in a nutshell. You have to go and explore the site. If you're not a member, you're going to be limited on what you can see. But I've got a special offer for you that may give you some access without paying for the membership.
Tell us about it. We have a minute before we go to the break.
Two minutes
before we go to the break. Tell us about your new goodie, Margaret.
So the newest goodie, we launched this actually this week at Business on the Edge. We've been podcasting, but now we are podcasting, and we have a subscription-based podcast. There's some freebies in there. There's a lot of radio freebies of shows that we've done, but there's some exclusive content that we now have. And so we set up three different types of podcast subscriptions. So we have Women in Business Titans, we have the Small Business Titans, and we have the Faith-Based Titans. Now, when you purchase that subscription, and it's $9.99 per month, you can see any of that premium content. So if you say, you know, I want the faith-based plan. You know, when you go into that podcast, you're not excluded from the Small Business Titans or from the Women in Business Titans. What it allows us to do is track, you know, what people are looking for and what they're listening to. So that helps us in our tracking system. But I'll tell you more about that after we come back from a break and give you a little bit more and how you can become a part of the club and get the subscription at the same time. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're having a good time talking about
Margaret Jackson.
How do you come in and say, it's like, yeah, that sounds kind of, better you say it. So we shared some goodies. We're going to share some more goodies. But before we get into more of the goodies with Business on the Edge, we have another special guest in the studio that is kind of sitting back, you know, checking things out. One of our newest club members, Verna Jones.
Verna Jones.
Yes. And she has a company called Herbal Life Nutrition. And, I love fitness. I love beauty. I love, you know, we have on the club website, the Fit and Beauty page that you advertise on, Verna. And so I want you to connect with her and you know, if you're interested in getting just, you know, can you tell us a little bit, Verna? You know, she's like, no one expected her, you know, she's like, you know, can you pull up to the microphone and just tell us, you know, just, you know, give us an idea of some of the resources you have in terms of fit and beauty. Like me, you know, I'm still battling that I jumped into that hot flash club. So,
help her out, Verna.
So we're going to give you Verna's contact information. And just because she's sitting in the studio, I want to bless her and let you know that she is a gem. And, you know, we can do business with just anyone. I don't want to do business with anyone. I want to do business with friends, families, people who I can connect with. And, you know, in this country, if you look at the history, people did business, you know, look at, you know, these small, towns that we had. They knew one another. They did business together.
It's personable.
You know, absolutely. And so we need to get back to that. It doesn't have to be, I don't really know who I'm doing business with. I want to know who I'm doing business with. And I'm going to tell you now, people who are venture capitalists or angel funders are looking at who they're doing business with. If you're looking at getting some sort of funding, you never know who's going to show, how they're going to show up in your world to see how you are in your own world. And I say that because I was in a church service this last Sunday, and I was listening to the pastor how when they built their business, and church is a business, but when they needed to build their, you know, get their church building, I don't want to say donor, but the investor, the investor flew from Texas, and because he was only connecting with the front office or the those that are around that particular investor, he didn't know who the investor was or what he looked like, came and sat in his service, watched how he interacted with the people, watched how he interacted with the people after church. And because it blessed him so much, he says, let's do this deal. So you have to understand that you need to know who you're doing business with. And when you're doing business with the right people, you can do business well. They'll take care of you. I watch how our club members take care of our customers. I do not recommend businesses, including club members, if they're not doing business well. I have a responsibility and a reputation to make sure that you're connected with the right people. So Verna is definitely one to be connected with. So just tell us, you know, quickly, you know, what some of the products you have.
Hi, Margaret. Thank you for having me today. I was just here just sitting in and listening into the show today, and I thank you for that. My health and wellness company is Herbalife Nutrition, and nutrition is about wellness. Feeling well, and my passion is helping people to feel well, whether that's all inside and out, and that's down from children to adults. So everybody is involved in this. And if you're looking for something to be fit, something to lose weight, it's out there. Health, nutrition, whether it's to deal with your heart health, aging, skin, nutrition, all those things we apply. So if you look into gain weight, lose weight, that's all a part of it as well.
That's so, great.
To be, right, because,
so everything is there.
Right.
All I need to know is what you're looking for, and I try to fit you with the best to what you're looking for.
Right.
And always ask people, get people involved, because it always works when you have someone doing it with you.
Right, absolutely. You know what? I I'm going to say this. I want to connect you with Tri-City Health. Actually, they're having a they're actually going to have a run, a hero run, and this would be a great place for you to get one of their vendor booths and all of that. And I think that those booths actually are going to be free. So if you're looking at this hero run that is coming up in a couple of months, that is a great place to be. And they are all about health. Thank you, Verna, for just sharing a little bit. I know
That's
I
great.
Put you on the spot. And so Fit and Beauty, Herbal Life Nutrition, Verna Jones, our newest club member. Who knew she was going to be on the show? I didn't even know. So you can connect with her at 408-471-9072. That's 408-471-9072. Get well, get fit. And I never thought about, you know, gaining weight. We're always looking at losing weight, but there's an unhealthy, you know, weight in terms of, you know, anorexic and all of those things that we kind of don't think about because we talk so much about obesity in the United States. So thank you for mentioning that. So, okay, so we're back to my goodies, huh? Okay.
Yeah, let's finish up your goodies regarding your podcasting.
Podcasting. So we're excited. The podcasts, again, are going to have, there's a lot of freebies. So you can get the podcast that it's no cost. There's no cost podcast. We are out there on iTunes. The best way to get connected to us is on Podbean. And the Podbean is also on our website in terms of just the player. But if you're going to get connected through Podbean, and you can download this to your phone, so you can listen to, you can have me in your head all week long by downloading the Podbean app to your phone and then searching for Business on the Edge. And then you'll see on that Podbean that some of the podcasts are locked. There's a little gold lock on it. You would need a subscription to hear those podcasts. And then the ones that are free out there, you'll see those and you can enjoy those. And so we'll have a lot of that as well, because we're gonna actually pull from some of our shows from Money 2.0.
Good.
We've been on air for 5 years now on our flagship show. And so there's some great, great resources out there. There's some great interviews out there for the business owner. And one of the greatest shows that I did, and I think about it, is Auntie Ann's Pretzels. You know, Ann Byler was a guest on the show who loves the Lord, and so shared some great information. So that'll be out there for you, as well as you know, In Real. You know, if you are into renewable energy, you know, we've had some great interviews with some great corporate leaders within this country that we need to know about. As Christians, we need to know about. You need to know about renewable energy. You need to know about what to connect with. You know what people are saying. So we're going to pull the best of the best. In those 5 years, we've done over 200 and something shows. So we're going to pull some of those, and we're going to put those some of those in the premium, and then some of those are going to be in the freebies. You know, with the podcast. So again, you can select from any one of the plans, which is Faith-Based Business Titans, Women in Business Titans, Small Business Titans. And if you pick any one of those premium plans, you will still have access to all of the premium content that's out there, of course, along with all of the freebie content. Now, that's $9.99 per month. And so if the first 100 people that register and sign up, I'm going to give you a free membership to the On the Edge Women in Business Club. And you might say, well, I'm a man. Well, we have a networking component on that website. And so you have access to the directory and to be able to connect with some of these resources to build your professional career, to build your business. So you have to go in and see, you know, what's available to you. But for sure, the first 100 people that register will get that offer. And in addition to that, the first 7 days are free. So you can go out there, register, and the first 7 days are free. You can take us for a test drive. We're going to have in those premium in the premium content, Liz, we're going to have some of my industry friends that are just here in the Bay Area as well, or club members. We have Ruth, we just recorded her yesterday, and so we have a great podcast out there. And they range from anywhere from a few minutes to an hour or so. So you can go out there and enjoy, just getting information that is going to give you a well-rounded view on, professional life, business, and we're going to have Coach Ida out there. We're going to have some stuff out there, New York life. We have you've heard Maram on the show, as well. To life insurance is important, Investing is important. So she kind of walks in a couple of different hats there. And I think for women, here's the thing with women overall, female, you have to take your dominion. And we have to get to what God really said to us is, let us make man in our own image. Let us make them male and female, and let them take dominion. And so it's not just male taking dominion. It is female taking dominion along with male as the full image of God. And so one without the other is an incomplete image of God.
It's together.
And so we are. And if you notice, there's a lot of women on the rise. I've been saying that all year. Women Titans are on the rise. Look at your television shows. Look at, just what's going on in corporate America, what's going on, because it is time for women to not just be mothers and wives, which is fantastic. But you were female first, and you have to take dominion and live the legacy that God has on your life. So I'm excited about that. Connect with us, and you're not gonna regret it. We're gonna just throw as much content out there that will bless you and allow you to grow and benefit from it. So again, the Podbean, you can go to podbean.com and search Business on the Edge, and you'll find us out there. And then you can select your, if you click on one of the podcasts that has the little gold lock on it, it should take you to subscribing. It'll ask you, subscribe now. So
awesome. Audience, I want to encourage you to take advantage of getting all this mentoring and all this information Margaret's putting out there. We're going to go to our last break here and come back and close out our show.
We'll
be right back.
AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I hope you enjoyed this show. We're going to wrap things up here in this final segment. I appreciate you, Elizabeth Stewart, Kingdom Family Resources, coming in and
thank you
putting me under a microscope and just allowing me to share my heart and my love for God and how it impacts me and how I do my work day to day.
So, Margaret, a couple of thoughts I had and. Is our final or closing thoughts. Mm-hmm. You talked about faith and your love and your how God used you just to love people no matter what. Balancing that out with accountability and character, right? Because business, you can love people and you have to be truthful with them. You can love people and you have to set boundaries with them. You have to have both, that's part of our human life. That's part of our spiritual walk. As well, close out our show talking about the character, mm-hmm. the importance of character. I see that all through your work. I see that in relationship with you, but in your integrous way that you present your business. Talk about the importance of character as we wrap up here.
Thank you for that question. I'm going to start with this. Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in the world, on the planet, he says, it takes 20 years to build, great character. It takes about 5 seconds to tear it down. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sensitive to the character of Christ. I'm very sensitive to the fruit that I'm growing in my life. That and again, I'm no better than anyone else. I'm just mindful of the type of life that I need to live within my business, within my personal world, and within my walk with God. And so living a life of character choices. And I used to say this to, I was raising my niece, and, you know, I have a son, and I'll say this, what you do in the open, that's great. But what you do in the dark,
that's right,
and when no one's looking,
behind
that's character.
Behind the doors.
Yes, that's character. And so what character you have when no one's looking, that's the character that you really have. And so you can fake it if you want to. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in faking it. I'm interested in developing the discipline and the relationship that I strive for every day with my love with the Lord to have right character. And he outlines it in the word. We see that, you mm-hmm. know, in terms of having the fruit of the Spirit and making sure that you're, loving people, making sure that you're long suffering. I had a pastor says, I've learned something about you, that you're long suffering. I'm not, I'm imperfect. But sure. I love God more in this quest, and I make mistakes. So please don't put me somewhere that I don't belong.
That's right.
Because
that's
I cannot. Right. I will fail you. But what I am trying to do is have the right kind of character in business. Let me do the best that I can for you. Even when you're truthful and honest with people, when you need to correct, there's a way of doing that, and if you do that wrong and with the right, wrong attitude, God says, that's a sin. You shouldn't do it that way. We have to pay attention to that. So if you want to have right character, read your word, get connected. I told you Matthew, Mark, Luke, John is the character of Christ. And if you want to walk right, that's a great place to start, So I love the Lord, and hopefully this blessed you today. And so you are listening to Faith and Business on the Edge. Liz, thank you for coming in. Definitely connect with Liz at Kingdom Family Resources, and you can reach her at 408-800-7821. Let's make sure we show her some love. You did an excellent job today. Thank you so much for coming in, and you guys be blessed out there and be good to somebody.
Thanks, Margaret.
Amy 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.